Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams with another Casanova's Crazy Wednesdays. You know, every Wednesday, I talk about what I see in the media that is crazy and just talk my standpoint, because there's some things I look at and I just think I'm crazy for thinking a certain way. So I'm really coming to the conclusion every week that I do this, that I'm really crazy because I see things so differently, things that are obvious that make sense, right? So now there's this thing going around social media, women saying that they will sleep with a guy, right, that they like, but they know there's no potential. But they make a man that they like that has potential weight. Am I crazy for thinking that's the dumbest freaking thinking ever? Sometimes I'm shocked by my thinking, and I think maybe I'm truly the crazy one in the world. Maybe I'm crazy. Because at the end of the day, that thinking actually makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. And let me tell you, it makes sense to the state of Black women right now, right? Every Black woman that has a child, baby daddy ain't shit. He's a deadbeat. Most of the time they weren't in a relationship like that. They were just having sex, having fun. Most of the baby mamas, right? And it makes sense, because if you're sleeping with guys just because you are horny and want to sleep with them, you're going to get those type of baby daddies. Like it makes sense. If I'm like, oh, he look good, he got a big dick, or he's smooth, and you have sex with him, and now you got a child. You pick that guy to give your womb to, right? You pick that man to give a child to. Because let's be real, I don't care what you say, you're giving a man a child. You're continuing his DNA and his bloodline, right? That's what you're doing. So that man is worthy of that possibility. Because, you know, every time you have sex, you don't necessarily have to get pregnant. But you're having sex with that man and giving him an opportunity for that. But the good guy, the guy that has potential to be your husband, you're not giving him that access. You're not giving him the one thing that a woman can give to a man. You're not giving that to the good guy. But you give it to the dude in the club because he thugging out, you know what I'm saying, thugging with his rounds in the club. He looked good, or he got the impression in his pants that his dick is big. And you're like, ooh, I'm going to have sex with him that night. And then most of the time, I'm going to have sex with him raw and allow him to nut up in me. And instead of saying, hey, let me just go to CVS and get a pill so I make sure I don't get pregnant, you wait around and then you get pregnant. Oh, well, I don't believe in abortion. I'm keeping it for this guy. Now he's a deadbeat dad. Now you're mad because, oh, he's deadbeat. You should take care of your child. Well, if you met a dude in the club that's willing to hit you raw and nut in you without concern, and you're telling me that's a good catch for a baby, but the good guy, the real good man that got that potential, oh, I'm going to make him wait. And the thing is, and this is what I've come to the conclusion. You don't make him wait because you really want to get to know him. You don't make him wait because you don't really want him to know you, that you are a hoe. Let's be real. You want him to look at you as you want to see yourself. See, this is the problem with women. And maybe I'm crazy for thinking like this. Women don't do things because of the other person. They do it for themselves. They want to be seen as something. They get BBLs and all that for other women to look at them. They do all that because they don't want other people to look at them a certain way. You make that nice guy wait because you don't want him to know that you're really a hoe. You don't want him to know that you went to the club one night and then literally you fucking a dude in the bathroom. You don't want him to know that you go on girls trips, and while you're on girls trip, you bang the locals. You don't want him to know that you giving head to a random guy one night because you was a little bit tipsy in the club or at a party or at a friend's house. You don't want him to know that you slept with your best friend gay guy a few times because you were bored. You don't want him to know all the horrid shit you did in your life, because in your eyes, you want to be that good girl, but you don't have the discipline to be that good girl. Because why would you make this guy wait? I want to get to know him outside of sex. I want to get to know him. No, that doesn't make sense, because at the end of the day, All you're doing is portraying somebody you're not. Oh, I'm this fun girl with the bad guys, but I'm this nice girl with the... And then it's like always the nice guy loses last because now he doesn't get access. Nice guys want sex too. Good guys want sex. But he can't have that access to you because, oh no, he's good. I want to actually focus on getting to know him. If you want to be that girl, you should have been that girl with everybody. You should have been selective with who goes between your legs. And that's the problem. You want this image. You want to be able to do everything you want to do, but also you want to be treated as something you're not. I want to be treated as a respectable young lady, but I want to be on Instagram, but I want to be allowed to be on Instagram and be half naked. It's like, you always talk about guys want that cake you eat it too. You literally want the whole cake. You don't want to bake the cake. Give the cake out when you want to give the cake. Eat it when you want to eat it. You want those people that you give the cake to give it back when you want it back. I mean, you don't want the whole enchilada, as they say. You don't want to actually put the discipline in to get that good man. How does a man feel that these other unworthy men had access to you quicker than you? You wanted them. You wanted them so badly that you forego all your morals and your thinking and gave it up to them. But this nice guy is different. And you really put it in your head that men really think that's better. Like literally, once a man knows you a hoe and you did all those freaky things and you ain't doing with them, nah. That means, see, men are very dominant creatures. Am I crazy, guys, for thinking this way? But men, we're dominant creatures. We don't want a woman that we know that another man did things to them that I didn't. Like, we don't want that. Now, we're not talking about an older woman that said, you know, when I was young, I did a lot of things, but I changed my ways and blah, blah, blah. Because when you're at a certain age, I feel like you're going to expect baggage, right? You're going to expect maybe a woman has kids. The way it should be, let's be real. She has kids. She divorced. And they were married. And they had a divorce. So that, yeah, but if you 40, 45, you got three kids, never been married, run, dudes, because she's going to make you wait. She's going to say, I done found Jesus now, and I'm a virgin again, and I can't do that. You know, oh, don't judge me. You know, yeah, I had that fun times where I was sucking three guys at one time, you know, but now I'm a respectable lady. Like, am I crazy? Oh yeah, I used to be a swinger and I used to go hard, you know, but now I'm a better woman now. So you need to treat me as a better woman. Nah, bitch, we're going to go back to the swing club. We're going to go to the swing club together. Because at the end of the day, they have this idea that they could totally just wrap up their virginity one day because they woke up and feel like I'm a good girl now. This is a good guy. So you know what? I'm going to take things slow with him. And then if he asks for sex early, oh, see, you're just like the rest of these guys out here. All they want is this. No, you're like the rest of these women out here that all you want to do is give it. See, there's two sides to this coin. All these guys that are dogs out here just having sex with women. Who are the women they having sex with? Nobody sits there and say, oh, these women are dogs. No, all men are dogs. But we're not talking about the women they having sex with. And half of the time, they're not gaming these women to have sex. Back in the days, like, you know, because women had different morals, niggas had to manipulate. Guys had to manipulate, which I'm not saying is right. Don't get me wrong, but that's what they had to do. Oh, baby, I want to be with you. I want to love you. Blah, blah. Oh, okay. And then they give it up. Nowadays, you're out there being aggressive with the guts. Well, hey, baby, this is all one thing. Let's just do it. You're being aggressive. Your body, your choice, right? So y'all out there doing the same thing men are doing. But men don't ever sit there and say, well, now since I'm with this girl that I want to be with, let me make her wait. No, we actually want to have sex with you sooner. We want to solidify that closeness with you because we do like you. But with women, you think if I make them wait. See, what you know what I'm saying, man, that don't have any attention. It doesn't matter what you see on the first night or 90 days, because at the end of the day, if he really wants to be with you, he's going to do whatever it takes to be with you. He's going to rock with you. He's going to love you. It doesn't matter. Oh, you slept with me on the first, second night. It don't matter. You know, all them guys out there talk about the 90 day rule. Shut up. Shut the hell up. Shut up. Like the Steve Harveys and all of that stuff. Shut up. 90 day rule my ass. This shit. Yo, if that hasn't been your rule since day one, you can't come to me. If I was a single man, let some woman come to me talking about a 90 day rule. You could call me in 90 days then. Because see, it favors a woman. Let's be real. Those 90 days, right? She's testing you out, right? She's seeing what you're about in those 90 days. She don't gotta do shit for you in those 90 days. But you have to take her out, wine and dine her, prove that you're a good man. So you spending money, time, and effort on her, and you get nothing. And then she could decide, nah, I don't think this is real. And then she walks away feeling good. You know why? Not because, you know, hey, you know, it's not. She feels good because I ain't give him nothing. But she got all the benefits. She got dinners, dates, attention, all that stuff. She got all of that in 90 days. And you got nothing but blue balls. But she going to say, see, avoided a bad one there. Whew, I could walk away because I didn't give him none. Nah, if a woman comes to you and she's talking about 90 day rule, run from the hills, because that's the woman that was in that club that was wilding out. Now all of a sudden she feel bad because of all the shit she did. And you know what? It didn't produce what she wanted. So now next time I'm going to make him wait. Women don't understand. A man don't stay because of sex. A man's not there because you gave it to him too early. Oh, I can't fuck with her because she gave it to him too. That don't happen. And if a man acts like that, he's an ignorant man. No one be with anyway. A real man appreciates you doing those things because, like, damn, you never done this before. Or damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you really want to get with me. Not, oh, you know, there was Johnny that was down in Jamaica one time. And, oh, man, girl, me and my girls were down there. And he took a chance. We gave him a threesome. Because I guarantee she got that story. She's about the 90-day rule. Am I crazy? Am I crazy? For thinking that is the dumbest thinking in the world. Because I like him, I'm going to make him wait. But you know, Bobby, that ain't nothing. I'm going to have sex with him and then possibly have his baby. And then complain my rest of my life that he ain't shit. Like, am I crazy? Black women are the only women that go against their own self-interest. I'm sorry. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, guys, man, I appreciate you so much for another Wednesday's Casanova's Crazy. You can go to blackmenmentalhealth.com, check out my podcast. And every day we have a different podcast on a different topic. Or you go to CasanovaWilliams.com to check this out and everything else I do, from my network to my product line, and check it out. All right, guys, until next time.